All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it. Last time on Herding Dragons, you are all web deep in Wave Echo Cave as you've gotten all the keys that you need to open the vault of Forge of Spells. You've been led here after you recovered Gundren Rockseeker and put him into protective custody. You've done some initial cave it's not really a cave. It's kind of like a cave and a mine. So, I'm just going to use cave and mine interchangeably. You guys were all just kind of finding gelatinous cubes. You found some webbing, some spider babies. Titanius, you found a room with a gem that, just wanted to take a real nice nap. But you all were able to burn your player inspiration so that did not happen. And you all completely avoided my sleepy room trap. But fuck me, right, for trying to give you guys a good night's sleep. So anyway, we're moving on. You then, as you went through continuing into the mine, you found a, Satch, using their spider detect ability, touched one of the webs and found that there was a large hive of spiders in a cavern just north of you all. You did some reconnaissance and saw that indeed that was correct. A lot of giant demon spiders after Satch identified these as being not of this world. Putting two and two together, you all figured that Lolth is a giant spider from the underworld, so she probably sent these up here to help the black spider in her efforts. So you all tried to go seek. Actually, you were kind of putting a plan together at the same time you were looking at alternative ways around the spiders, and that's when Titanius found the ghoul room, and there was just ghouls, but they were all webbed, and they couldn't move, and you all surmised that this was the feeding area for these spiders. So Titanius just kind of kept creeping along, did not notice the glyph of warding around a corner, and he was then exploded backwards into a web. Thinking quickly, Titanius jumped onto his, got out of the webs, jumped onto the carpet, and flew 20 feet away as far as he could. Sincerity, you turned invisible and started sprinting forward further into the dungeon, and that is where we're going to all pick up as you all hear the chittering, thousands of spider legs, like it's just crawling along the web further in this dungeon. So, let me pull their step walk. Okay, they have a climb speed of 30. So, I'm just going to move them all. So, they know where the room is. So, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. They're going to definitely have to dash the 60. I want to get right to right there. That one. Get to right there. That one will get to right there. That one basically starting to create a traffic jam of spiders. Luckily, there's multiple ways around.
So they don't actually see me though, right? Because remember, I had rolled high enough on myself, and that I was creeping.
Yeah, I'll go back and I'll review your. You don't roll on roll 20. Reestablish a stealth roll for me. Just go right now, because I don't remember.
No worries. I was pretty sure I had rolled pretty high. Possibly a dirty 30, I remember saying that. 22.
Okay, I'll take that into consideration.
Is it with advantage because I'm invisible?
Yes, absolutely.
22.
For real?
No, I mean it was less, so
I thought you didn't roll 22 the first time?
Yeah, it was less, so I'm taking the 22.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yes. Sorry, I thought you had rolled the same thing twice. I understand now. Okay, 22, I'll keep that in mind. You all hear the hurried skittering of these little chitinous legs as they, you hear kind of coming your way. Gak, you are up. From your... Oh, and actually, Smee, go ahead and roll me initiative, and we'll get you in here. But Gak, go ahead and let me know what you're doing. You're down here chilling with Satch. You hear the spiders moving from the caverns to the north of you.
Let's see. No one else is charged in here. Is that what I'm seeing?
Correct. Well, Loyalty and Titanius and Sincerity had gone further into the dungeon. This is kind of where you and Satch were waiting to kind of hatch your spider attack, but it seems that Titanius tripping the glyph has kind of thrown a wrench in that plan, and the spiders are moving now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do the only sane thing, which is to run headfirst into battle.
Okay, absolutely.
I'm going to enter into a rage.
Okay, bonus action.
Raging, and we're running, and we're running, and I'm going to make an attack. I'm going to reckless attack for advantage.
Okay.
19. 19 hit this first one?
Yes, a 19 will hit that first one.
32 points of damage. Hit it again.
Okay, roll to hit.
11.
Ooh, an 11 does not hit, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, and that's my turn. So I've used action, bonus action, and two attacks.
Okay, solid. The spider that you hit, like, almost immediately, it almost seemed like it looks like blood almost wanted to spurt out of the wound, but not quite. But then, and then you miss with your second swing. The spider kind of turns around and like hisses at you, like a demonic spider would. Okay, that's your turn. Satch, you are up. Use your saw gack. Take off down the hallway and yell gleefully.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and move down to the end of the hallway, right where Gak is, and I'll be on the ceiling.
Okay.
Because that's where I already am. I will.
You're hidden, so.
Uh huh. I'm gonna go ahead and pull out 5 feet of rope and pull a rope trick in the corner here.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And bonus action.
Would you believe me if I said these spiders had counterspell?
Okay, are they gonna do it?
No, because they don't have it, so you're good.
Okay, then I don't.
I was just seeing if you believe me if I said it.
I'm gonna leave the rope down and I'm gonna climb up the rope and prepare to pull up some ass next turn. And Gak knows the regime. He can climb up there if he wants.
Okay.
Use it as cover.
All right, I'm just going to move you up in the hallway a little bit, but this is essentially where you set up your little rope trick.
Thank you.
Okay. Loyalty, you are up. You hear, it sounds like they're coming almost right towards you.
I'm not going to let them come to me. I'm going to them.
Nice. Okay. Well, luckily you turn around and you can see the start of its ugly carapace kind of like right around the corner. So it's within walking distance.
Perfect. I'm going to swing at it.
All right, roll the hit.
A 30.
Yeah, that'll hit.
We'll swing again. A 31.
Also will hit.
I need a calculator.
Yeah, let me know that damage. Both of those 39. Hit. 39. Okay. Again, kind of same as Gak's initial hit. Like you stab them, and it looks like they're so close to bleeding, but just not quite there.
Okay, that's my turn.
Cool. Titanius, you are up, sir.
Is there more to see over here?
So it kind of right there, it looks like a bubbling spring kind of thing. It looks like the water's coming in from like an underground source.
Oh, that's right. I thought there was a tunnel.
No, I mean, wow. There is kind of a tunnel, but it's filled with water.
All right.
You could theoretically push your way down and swim through.
I'm going to go under the water.
Okay. Make me... You don't breathe, right?
I don't breathe or eat or anything, yeah.
Cool. So you don't have to worry about drowning. No. What about your CPU? How does it react with salt water or just water?
I think it's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we're okay then. Give me an athletics check to kind of push your way. Like, it's kind of like a tight squeeze. Like, you can see there's a passageway that you can, like, make your way through. But you kind of got to squeeze through there. So give me an athletics check.
16.
Yeah. It's clunky. You know, it's not a perfect hewn passageway. You make your way around some fallen rocks and boulders that have shifted in this underground stream. But yeah, you're able to kind of push yourself without much detriment. Let me reveal some areas for you. Actually, probably just be good. Do you have dark vision? You do have dark vision.
Yes.
Okay, cool. You just... how far are you... 60 feet of movement? Or, sorry, 60 feet of dark vision. How much movement do you have?
30.
Okay, and are you going to use all of it?
I don't know. It depends on what I see.
It looks like it keeps going. It's like a... It's like it kind of opens up, and it's like a passage, underwater passageway.
Do I see any, like, anything that would be dangerous or, like... something like that? I don't know.
With your passive perception being like over 20, no, there's nothing. There's a couple fish swimming about.
I'll go 30 feet just to see what I see.
Okay. Let me calculate. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Okay. You keep pushing yourself kind of to the limits of your movement within this underwater passageway. You are still submerged underwater. It looks like the tunnel continues ahead. You don't know how far. However, you can kind of see, like, on the edge of your distance, like a little flicker of light. Like a campfire is dancing nearby the water that you're in. You'd probably have to continue moving or do whatever you want to do. But you see light at the end of the underwater tunnel.
Well, I don't think the spiders can get to me underneath here, so...
Okay, she's going to hang out?
Yeah.
Okay. I will move you accordingly. But Titanius, you're pretty much in a dark, cold, swimmy hole. But you can see light.
My hatch is so jealous.
If I use my dash, would it get me to the end of that? 60 feet?
Yeah, the light looks close enough, just based off your quick perception.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Okay. You goose 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Okay, you dash, use an extra 30 feet of movement. That just gets you to the end of this stream. And what's the opposite of submerge?
Emerge.
Yes, thank you. God, sorry. You don't emerge yet, but you can kind of like sneak under the water and you're kind of perceiving what's out above it.
I'll make it stealthily too.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and roll me a stealth check. That's actually a very good idea.
24 stealth.
Pretty good. So you don't seem to be noticed, but what you see is as you're swimming through this underwater, you know, stream, you come to an area where you can actually emerge from the water. And what you see is there's a small landing dry that has a fire currently going. And next to the fire are two bugbears. And they're just kind of, looks like they're just talking with each other and kind of stoking the fire. But they have not noticed you.
All right, I'll stay right there for the minute.
Okay. All right, moving onwards. Sincerity, you're up.
Okay, Sincerity hears a chitinous ruckus and he saw his sister run around the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to run 30 feet in a direction. Would he, from this vantage, be able to see this front spider well enough to let out some Eldritch Blasts?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, he's gonna spend a first level spell slot on a hex. Unless, would he still have concentration on the on his racial, or on his magic initiate hex that he did last session? Last an hour, and I don't remember how long it took us to explore it.
You've all been in this cave for all but 10 minutes, so you're good.
Okay, I will put that spell slot back, and I will use my bonus action to shift my hex.
There you go.
To this lead spider, I am going to hex... It's dexterity.
All right, you cast hexterity.
All right, and then I'll let loose my three Eldritch Blasts. 22 to hit.
That will hit.
All right, that does 15 points of force damage.
Okay.
And 6 points of necrotic damage.
21 total. Yep.
Second is 23.
That'll hit.
Okay, so that was 21, 34, 38, 56, 58... points of damage total.
58 points of damage total. This front one buckles under the weight of its carapace as your final Eldritch Blast caves in its thorax.
Nice. And I think that's the whole turn.
Okay, pretty good turn. Alright, giant spider's turn. You hear them as you've killed their brother, Steven, the spider. Okay. They're going to attack you. Likewise, the ones that are being attacked by Gak are going to turn around and attack Gak. And then these ones are going to keep on running. I'll do the ones that are going to run first. That's the easiest. So 5, 10, 15, 20. Okay, they get to like right there. Okay, those are the ones. You all hear from further in the dungeon mine slash cave. As like more and more chitinous legs seem to be moving around. Okay, let's do the one. We'll say two of them are going to move up on loyalty. They technically have the swarm ability, so it doesn't really matter where they stand. But they're going to come up on loyalty, and then these ones are going to come up on Gak. Okay, so shit. Loyalty is immune to pretty much everything. They don't know that, but what they're going to do is, loyalty and sincerity. Both of you make me two, 1 second, loading. Both of you make me two dexterity saving throws.
27 and 24.
Both of those will pass.
24 and a 14.
24 and a 14. So that 24 is good, and 14, not so much. The DC was 15. So sincerity, you are webbed in place.
Can I have an inspiration, and sure. I'm gonna use that inspiration.
Yes.
To hopefully roll anything except a 2, because that is what I rolled to get that 14.
Okay. Come on, 1.
All right, that it was a 26 that. So.
Well, boo. Okay. Well, you are not webbed. You see for a moment a future where your feet are sticky and gross, and you are like, no. I don't want that. Yeah, these are Jordans.
These are new boots.
Yeah, fantasy.
10 feet picks.
Yeah. 10 feet. So yeah, you step out of the way. Neither of you get webbed. Gak. Satch, you're inside of your little hidey hole, so you don't have to make a dexterity save. Gak, 2 dexterity save, please. And I believe since you're raging, you would do this at advantage, if I'm not mistaken.
Gak is very limber. He did remember to stretch.
I think he just has advantage on dexterity saving throws that he can see all the time.
Ah, well, that's what's happening now.
We got a 24.
Okay, that's good. And then your second one? Yeah. Yeah, good. Yes, it is, Gak. It is good.
That's a nat 20?
That is a nat 20. That's also very good. Cool. None of you get webbed by these spiders, but those were bonus actions. So they still have their main actions, and they are going to bite. First ones are going to go against loyalty. So loyalty, you don't have a 17 AC, do you?
Maybe when you're naked.
No, it's 22.
22. Okay, cool. So all of these big old spiders just kind of like crawl around you, and it looks like they're trying to find purchase, like their fangs and their mandibles are trying to find purchase on your like plate armor. But it's just like, and just kind of like playfully just like tapping on your armor. It didn't mean to be playful, but it's, you know, you're just so armored up, it, you know, couldn't hit you. All right, Gak though. Gak, what's your AC?
It's 20.
All right, a little bit better. Let's see what we got. 2 coming at you. Ooh, I got a 22 on one of those. So that's going to do 5d6. Worth of poison damage.
It's okay because, you know, spiders don't have big enough mouths to bite people.
As one of these spiders just like sinks in 2 teeth into your shoulders, and you take 10, 14 points of piercing damage and make me a con save.
That would be half, right?
No, you're not a bear totem, are you?
It's piercing damage. So
oh, raging. Yes. Piercing, yes. But this next damage, not so much. Make me a con save. So yeah, you would take half of that, which would be 7 piercing.
Their mouths, spiders don't have mouths big enough to bite people.
But I'm a goblin, so I'm like smaller.
Just big enough to bite goblins.
Yeah, just big enough to bite goblins. Okay, you will, the 23 on the con save, that is successful. You will take half of this damage, 10 points of poison damage, halved to 5, and you are not poisoned. That was all of the spiders. 1 out of 4. I'll take it. I've had worse turns as a DM. Okay, that's the giant spider's turn. They attacked, they moved, that one's dead. Titanius, you see the bugbears? Just kind of like...
I'm looking at this... never mind. I don't know. I have a poison amulet that I googled, or toxic amulet, and it says while you wear it, you have no effect, and you are immune to poison and have immunity to poison damage. But I'm not sure if that's the same item.
No, that'll work. Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks.
Are you sure it doesn't inflict poison damage if people lick you?
No, it was... No, that's... Fine, Gak. You do not... I'm just not going to roll any more poison damage on you. You're fine. Take those 5 health points back. Spoke too soon.
What do you mean it was 10? I thought it was halved to 10, so...
Well, you passed, so it was 10, so half to 5, but you're immune, okay. So you can add that 5 back on.
Okay.
Or just add back on whatever health you took off because of the poison damage.
I am.
You're just like eating the poison. All right. Titanius, you see the bugbears like kind of look at each other and just kind of like shrug and just got to kind of go back to stoking the fire. Like you hear them like verbalize something to one another and they kind of look around and then they just go back to stoking the fire. Smee, it is your turn. And I will just kind of set the scene for you really quick. Like always, you were procrastinating in the back getting blackout drunk. Crumb. However, they haven't really been in here long enough for you to get to the point of blackout. So, Smee, you've been drinking heavily, but you're only tipsy, which is kind of like the level of your character. You've been drinking for hours, but you're still only tipsy. I will place you pretty much at the mouth. Like, you can actually, I would have said you're probably stumbling drunk or tipsy through the mine. And I'd say that you're probably near loyalty and sincerity. And you can see them start, like, fighting a big mob of spiders. Or at the very least, you hear, like, screaming and you see sincerity shooting his eldritch blasts off. So you have a pretty good idea of what's going on. Also, the group chat has just been blowing up with spider emojis, fireball emojis, poop emojis. So you get a good idea of what the scene is.
All right, I'm going to respond to those poop emojis soon. But for now, Smee is going to move. If she's right here next to Sincerity, can she get a shot off her longbow at the spiders? Would that be within range?
Yeah,
of
absolutely. So the spiders have swarmed onto loyalty. They're swarmed onto loyalty. So that might inhibit your shot a little bit, but they're definitely within your view.
Okay, and Smee is going to try to hit them with her longbow. Okay. She's going through that middle one next to the one that's already dead.
Gotcha. All right, roll the hit.
16.
A 16 will actually not hit. Because they have swarmed loyalty, they get technically three quarters cover, which increases their AC just slightly.
If Smee approaches them and tries to get them with a sword, are they going to still have the same cover?
Nope, melee. It's a melee versus range thing.
Okay, then that's what Smee's going to do. She's going to move up and go for the same spider.
Okay.
With her longsword.
All right, roll the hit.
20.
Yeah, that'll hit. Roll damage.
11. 11 slash. And Smee gets a third attack, so she's going to try to do the same thing.
Okay.
24.
That will hit. 8 damage. Cool. You roll up, you slash at some of the ones that are swarming on loyalty and making purchase with your swords.
Cool, cool, cool. I think that's it for
Sweet. Sweet. All right, coming back up to Gak.
Sorry, you may have heard a screaming cat.
No? Is the cat okay?
We're checking our life. I'm going to go ahead and bite into, like, this one that tried to bite me.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead, you know, with a lust for poison. I'm going to go ahead and try and bite into him.
Okay. Roll for bite. Are you actually biting him, or are you just flavoring your weapon attack as a bite?
I'm flavoring my weapon attack.
Okay, that's fine. I'm a fan of flavor. Bring the spice.
And a few more for the flavor.
You guys want to go to Flavor Town?
19.
That'll hit.
It'll do 29 points of damage.
Nice. And to the one that you had already hit, right? And the one that had bit you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's bleeding now.
Okay, we'll go again. 22.
That'll hit.
We'll do 28 points of damage.
Oh, it looks like it's just like you sink your teeth into it first. You feel it's a carapace crunch under the weight of your jaw strength. You release and then you go for its hindquarters and crunch on the back of its thorax. Still alive, but it is badly broken.
Okay, and then I'm going to take the dodge action. As wait, can a dodge be a bonus action without cutting an action? A place over.
I think goblins have something. I think it allows them to hide as a bonus action, but I don't think you can dodge as a bonus action.
But I can disengage, right?
I don't think so. I think the goblins have something. It's like a shitty cunning action, but you can only do like, I think it's hide. I think you can just hide. I think, hold on, goblin. Okay, never mind. The disengage and the hide actions can be used as a bonus action on your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and hide. No, I'm going to disengage.
Okay.
I'm going to come down the hall.
Climb up into my hole. Okay, not like that.
Can I climb up into the hole?
Yeah, make me an athletics check to climb the rope.
It's 5 feet.
I said what I said.
Gym class all over again.
Yeah. Climb the rope, Gabby.
Gym class hero.
16.
Yeah, you're fine. It's 5 feet of rope. You're 5 feet of rope. Satch can probably reach down and pull you up. 16's not terrible. You pull yourself up and in.
Completes my turn.
Okay. Satch, that is the start of your turn as Gak forces his way into your little hidey hole.
Dude, I'm going to slide down the rope, like, upside down. With, like, you know, like, my arms out, you know, like, as if I had two guns, but I don't have anything in my hand as I draw daggers to my hand, or rather my meth dagger, because it's a +4, and that is just the best. I'm never going to attune to it, I'm never going to use its other ability, I'm just going to use that +4 to the best of my ability. Using my sharpshooter feature, I'm going to go ahead and flick my dagger out 3 times. Whichever spider is close first.
They're both about equidistant.
There's that. Let me go ahead and get my dice ready for this.
Do you want to? Which one was your first attack on?
The one closest to me. Let me go look at the screen.
They're both equidistant. The only thing that really differentiates them is Gak has absolutely wailed on the one that is farther south.
I would have aimed at the one closer. Like, it's just, I don't know. That's how Satch is focused.
They're equidistant. Like, that's...
Oh, okay. Whichever one appears closer.
Satch, I don't know how to tell this to you.
They, reptile brain.
They look the exact same distance away.
Okay. The one, I guess, this one?
North or south?
I don't know which... North. I don't know which one's further away. I wouldn't have intentionally aimed at the one that was damaged because I know I can one-shot.
They're equidistant. Okay, north one. All right, roll your damage.
No, but I'm saying I wouldn't have, because if one is bleeding, I wouldn't have aimed at that one.
Okay.
Because I can one-shot.
Okay.
I was trying to say that. Yeah, no worries.
Sorry. Oh, you meant the one that's farther away from death. Or the one that's closer to death.
I didn't necessarily mean that, but that's my clarification. I'm never going to aim at something that's almost dead, like, because I, especially if it only took a couple hits, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I can see out of the portable hole, or out of the rope trick. Right. So I rolled that net 20.
Yes, sir.
And so does it see me, is the question.
It did. Oh, I mean, after it hit you, or if it hit it, gonna see you. But the first one.
Yeah, but so it didn't see me before that. Okay.
Correct.
So that is 9. And, so what is the thing that you do? Is it like it's, what is it, max plus, what is it?
So you do your max minimum. So if you would normally roll 2d8, then you would do +16 and then roll that 2d8 rather than doing 4d8. So what's your normal dice that you roll?
A D8 and a D6 because I get sneak attack.
Okay, so a D8 and a D6 would give you plus.
Do these things 14? Have blind sight? Do these things have blind sight?
No, tremor sense.
Tremor sense. Okay, so yeah. I'm not actually touching the ground. So, and do they have dark vision?
They do.
Okay, so I would.
So
just
they
be
don't see you.
From them.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah, you are just completely invisible.
So I don't know. I had already rolled the dice, so on that, so I got 2d6, which is a 9, and then the 2d8 came up to another 9, so it's 18 plus 23. 41. Is that right? No. Yeah, 41. Sweet. 41 points of damage. Okay. Second attack. That would be a 1, but let's roll. No, it's a 13, and it's plus 11. So it's 24 to hit.
And that'll hit.
I'm guessing that's. So that's a 7 plus 23, so it's a dirty 30 damage.
Points.
The last one. So did that one die? The fresh one?
Nope.
Or do I need a cert? Okay. The last one will be at it also. So that's, it's advantage. 20. Nat 20. Beautiful. I'm going to go ahead and drop these same dice down again. I got an 8. Another 8 is 16. And 7 is... Hang on. 8 and 8 is 16. And 7 is 23. Plus 23 is 46.
Okay, you definitely kill that one, for sure. It had, 9 hit points left, so nice. Blow through that one.
Beautiful. And I will go ahead and, gracefully, ascend back up. I'm basically just being a spider better than they are, and I know it. So, yeah. Only medium-sized creatures can go into the rope trick, too, just so you know. I don't know how big these things are. I'm done with my turn.
Okay. They are bigger than medium. Loyalty, you are up.
I wanna whack the middle one.
Alright, roll the hit.
15.
That will hit, just
yay.
Barely.
And 32. Oh, it's a nat 20! I'm pulling my calculator up again.
Yep, no worries. I was gonna ask, what's that damage? The nat 20 hits, by the way, in case everyone was wondering.
I think 47.
It sure does.
Thank you for the clarification. It's 47 points of damage.
Okay, you killed that middle one.
Yes!
Pretty handily, yeah.
That's my turn.
Sweet! All right. Titanius, your turn. You feel a font of inspiration flow over you as the DM looks down upon you kindly for providing spider facts. And so I don't have to pull out random spider body parts off the top of my head anymore. Actually, hold on. Let me revisit Loyalty's last kill. Loyalty, you cut off the cephalia thorax of and from cephalia thorax to abdomen of the spider before you as it falls down dead.
The thorax.
Said, no. You said hindquarter. I was like, what is the back of a spider called? I was thinking, and then I was like, oh, and I googled it. I was like, oh, it's the cephalothorax and abdomen. So.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that a silk produced by spiders is not only strong but also remarkably elastic? In fact, spider silk is often considered one of the greatest materials in the world. And it can be more elastic than a rubber band of the same size.
I don't think he's going to give you inspiration.
No, that train has sailed, but I'll give you props for trying.
Can I see the map where I'm at?
Yeah, let me reveal it for you now that you're, there.
Where are the
hang on. They're also on the GM layer in case some of y'all came in earlier, which, hold on, let me just move them over. Oh, I always forget to switch back to the choose token. It's like, I'm clicking this, why isn't it token layer?
It's like trying to measure.
Yep. It was just revealing areas on the map.
Oops.
Okay. Titanius, that's what you see. Looks like the stream kind of continues up ahead, but it looks like these bugbears are kind of like stationed in what looks like a little depression, maybe? Looks like the cave that they're specifically in goes more vertical than it does wide.
Okay. Does the stream continue with enough underwater up to this point? Is that what it does?
At that point, it starts, the boulders become too massive that it still allows water to come through, but you can no longer find a path through.
Gotcha.
What are you gonna do with these bugbears?
Maybe kill them, thinking.
Make me a free perception check. or insight?
Can I use my inspiration that you gave me?
You can use your inspiration whenever you want, man. It's your inspiration now.
Yeah. 21.
Much better.
You recognize these...
That's still less than my passive.
Yeah. Well, you recognize these. These aren't actually bugbears. These are bugbearesses, so female bugbears. And you see that they mark... they are of the Cragmaw clan, of Clark's people. And, like, I don't want to say all bugbears look alike, but you kind of give them a further inspection. These look like those two female bugbears that y'all just kind of left in Clark's cave.
Bilfs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somehow back here, no.
Well, I mean, Clark was working for the Black Spider, so...
And he escaped.
Yeah. And y'all spared the women and children. Well, there weren't any children. You spared the women.
And we killed Clark in the castle, right?
Yes, Clark was killed in the castle.
He was the only one who was killed in the castle.
Yeah.
King in the castle. King in the castle.
Well, and then the Black Spider's doppelganger, and then Melf escaped.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. All right, well...
Time stop shit on the floor.
I'm gonna... Can I go back down to the other side here?
Yeah, you're still stealthing. You can keep swimming. Okay. Make me an athletics check to... push your way back through that area.
14?
Yeah, it's not too terribly difficult.
Okay.
Again, a little squeeze here and there, and then you get back through without much difficulty.
All right, and then, yeah, I'm going to use my movement and a bonus action, and then I'm going to drop a fireball in this room.
All right, please mark out where you would like this fireball to take place. As you kind of pop up and you see this room has filled with spiders and ghouls.
Oh, I had a question before I was going to do that, but...
What's up?
Yeah. Do the webs continue down the hallways? Because I know you took them off, so I'm not sure where they go.
Looks like this room is... it is connected in a greater fashion, so that may be something you would like to keep in mind.
Maybe I shouldn't do that fireball. Sorry.
That's all right. How much do you care about civilian casualties?
Well, we don't want the kids to die. No, nor that girl.
Yeah, I was going to say kid. Just one kid.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if I want to do that. We don't know where she's at yet.
Wouldn't it be terrible if you were responsible for burning her alive?
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a wall of force instead.
Okay. Where are you placing this wall of force?
I'm going to make 10 flat 10x10 surface panels.
Okay.
One of them will be across that opening there.
Okay. Blocking them in the room.
Yeah. I guess it would kind of more be like, yeah, shoot. Is that twister? Anyway, yeah, I'm going to make it across here, and then I'll make it across over here, basically isolating me and these zombies away from the rest of the webbing, and then I'm gonna duck back under the water. That's
very nice.
Etch approves of all of these things.
Give me a stealth check while you're doing this, and then yeah, when you can, please draw on the map where you put your wall of force. But I think 24. I understand you're basically trapping them in this room. We'll see what happens. It's not their turn yet, but I'll keep that in mind. Anything else on your turn, Titanius?
No, that's all my actions.
Cool, cool, cool. Sincerity, you are up. You suddenly stop hearing the skittering coming from the north.
I'm not going to trust those feelings. Sincerity is going to move down a little bit to get a better vantage on this guy.
Okay.
Bonus action, Hex's Dexterity, and then 3 Eldritch Blasts.
Nice. All right, roll them bones.
23 to hit.
Will hit.
Okay, so that's going to be a total of 29, 30, 37, 48 points of damage.
Nice. Starts bleeding. Anything else on your turn?
Yeah, going to spend the rest of my movement running down this way.
okay.
Yeah, it looks like this track loops back up around here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just going to try and, let Loyalty and Smee be closer to those skittering spiders than me.
Okay, sounds good. It is now those skittering spiders' turn. All right, bonus action. Smee and Loyalty, give me a deck save as the spider shoots some webs out at you.
17.
Good enough.
11.
What do you get, Loyalty? What do you give to your people?
Oh, +4.
DC 15. Was 15. Yep. meets it, beats it. You are not restrained by the web. This spider shoots a web out at both of you, hoping to catch both of you. You realize it's missed horribly, and it just starts to run. Both of you will get attacks of opportunity.
Ooh, yes.
Can Smee shoot at it with the longbow?
Unfortunately, it would be have to be a melee attack.
All right. Longsword it is. All right. Smee got 22.
Yeah, that'll hit.
I got a 15.
That will also hit. What did the roll me them damages?
24.
Okay.
And 12 on Smee.
And then 12?
12. A dozen.
Very nice. This spider looks at both of you. Yeah! Tries to shoot a web at both of you. Misses horribly. You almost hear the spider go, oh, fuck, as it runs away. You both just, like, slice into it. It's really hard to tell who got the killing blow since you both hit it at the same time. But your swords cross through the abdomen and Cephalia thorax of this spider, and it makes like a ching as your swords connect inside of the spider, and it makes like a little spark. It's really cool, and the spider dies in two halves.
It did.
That was that spider's turn. This other spider has no idea. So from its perception, I guess it sees. It's gonna walk over. And it's gonna, this giant spider is just hanging out beneath the portable hole, almost waiting. And then, these spiders are trapped by a wall of force. Do not know where Titanius is. Cannot swim. All right, they're just all the spiders within the wall of force are going to use their turn, frantically scurrying about, searching the room, trying to figure what's going on. Their perception isn't terribly high, so they actually cannot see you, Titanius, even if they rolled their best. So much commotion in this room, Titanius. You have caused an absolute stir, but they can't do anything about it. Bugbears are just chilling. Smee, you're up. Your turn.
Does Smee see the spider that's at the other end of the hall?
Mm-hmm. You hear it? As just like it's like clicking underneath Satch and Gak as it's like looking up at them. It's kind of like maybe standing on its hind legs trying to reach up, but it doesn't understand magic and it can't get into the portable hole or whatever rope trick.
And Smee is going to try to attack that with her longbow. But she's staying where she is. She's not going to get any closer.
Roll the hit.
28.
That will hit. What's your damage?
18.
Smee, you line up your shot across the hallway, lean up against the cool side of the mine to kind of steady your shoulder. You let loose your arrow, and it, like, nails in the back of the thorax of this spider. It's just, like, the momentum of your arrow pushes this thing cartoonishly into the wall, and it's just, like, it's stapled to the mine wall, and it's just slowly as it stops clicking, and it's all of its legs kind of curl inwards as it dies.
That's exactly what Smee intended to do.
It had 3 hit points left.
Oh, well, good. Good to know. Good to know. Cool. I killed a dying spider.
Yeah. I'm gonna drop initiative here because there's the only thing that would keep happening on the spider's turn is they're just gonna keep running in this room as long as Titanius has his wall of force up. So we're just gonna pause initiative. And what's the plan?
I'm gonna pop up and drop a fireball in there.
Okay. Do you want to coordinate that with the rest of your team in case they don't die?
Let me.
Yeah, yeah. Get me in
all the. If all the spiders are moving, then any creature that's on the web that isn't moving isn't a spider. Like in Satch's opinion. So Satch is going to use its last wild shape and turn into a spider again. And then basically like grab the webs and like try and find where she's at. Because she would be non-moving, right? She said she was hanging there.
Okay. Yeah.
And she said she was hanging, right? When she specifically, I think I remember. I could have been remembering wrong and just I visualize it, but I thought she said she was hanging from some webs.
Yeah, she was hanging from webs from a distance that she didn't know.
She'd be in the middle of the room, right? She'd be in the middle of the room or hanging from the top of them, right? So I'm going to focus my search to
Satch, I will say While I'll like while that. Yeah, while the rest of the team is dealing with the spiders, you kind of get in tune with the web. We'll follow up on you, and I'll let you know what you find.
Okay. Cool.
What's everybody else doing?
Sincerity is going to work with Titanius to start up the blender, which is where we set a wall of thorns to coat the whole inside of that you know wall of force.
Nice.
And we just leave it on blend for 10 minutes. I can make up to 60 feet of thorn wall. I think that's enough to go around a couple of times.
Yeah,
maybe like a little spiral in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else adding to the blender? All right. Well, we'll just say, you know, we're not gonna roll dice about this. That just works. You know, you guys kind of sit there. Titanius, I saw that the wall of force has a concentration of like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So yeah, you just set up the wall of thorns. The spiders absolutely freak the fuck out, and they just crawl over themselves and over each other to death. And it's like a spider trap. You guys should open a pest extermination service. This was very effective, and all of the spiders die in pain and agony, and they don't know why, because they're not intelligent enough to understand what's happening. They can't get out, and as they're trying to figure out what's happening, oh my god, they're hurting, they're bleeding, and they're dying. The ghouls, not being able to move, just kind of stay in the same place, taking no damage from the wall of thorns, but they are still...
Did the spiders disrupt the webs on the zombies, and then they started moving around?
No, they have web walker.
Okay.
Yeah. So even no matter how frantically a spider moves, it does not disturb a web. But yeah, all the spiders died. The ghouls are still there, but they are just still webbed.
So when the wall appears, they should make the dexterity saving throw.
They're dead.
I meant the ghouls too. But...
Well, since they're restrained, they roll me 78 slashing damage.
I got a 35 when I dispel earlier.
Cool. All the ghouls are dead. The thorns like grew through their bodies and just like sprouted out of their mouths. Nice.
Are there
them
any other life signs? And the webbing.
Yeah. So Satch, as you're seeing this happen, you witness through the webs an extermination level event. Like there's a lot of activity in the room up front, and then all of a sudden, quiet. Which you know is indicative of the blender going off.
That's just pictured it in all Atari graphics, like just like the lowest setting, because that's just how Satch's brain is wired.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they saw it.
Got it. All right, Satch, as you in tune with the web, you get a sense that there is not a singular entity, but maybe a couple smaller entities hanging in like stasis, still not moving, and it looks like it's
I'm gonna send the location to the party. Sorry,
northeast of or northwest of your current location.
And so I would pretty much know the location, right? And that's really all I know. I don't know what the creature is. Like, I don't know its size. I don't get any other description except that there's a creature touching the web and that they're at that location. So yep. I would. It's like in a video game, in like a first person, when you can kind of look, you can see it through walls and stuff, so you know exactly where it is, but you don't necessarily know the easiest path there, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm going to start heading there with my spider walk, unless somebody else is...
Yeah. Anybody else got anything else to do? Satch keys you in on what they found.
We wanna save that girl. Did he already blow up those bugbears too?
No. I do relay that information. Rarys, that there's a couple Cragmaw clan or Cracktooth. Is it Cracktooth or
Cracktooth. So the Cragmaw goblins are the good goblins that are all now extinct. The Cracktooth clan was the clan of bugbears that came in and took over, that was subjugating the Cragmaw goblins.
Gotcha. So those Cracktooth females are over there. Can I perceive anything on this wall if I look for secret doors?
Yeah.
With a passive 22? Or if not, then I'll do an investigation, I suppose.
In this particular room?
Yeah.
With the ghouls?
Yeah. With the dead ghouls.
Sure. I mean, yeah, go ahead and give me investigation or perception.
I don't see anything offhand. So
no. I mean, you did find the little stream that you forced your way through, which seems like it wasn't you know, the path well traveled. I'll still try
to investigate.
Okay, give me an investigation.
29.
Just the stream that you'd already pushed your way through, that would maybe double as a secret passageway. I mean, the bugbears sure as hell weren't looking for you in the stream. But otherwise there is a passageway, like where you originally saw that, glyph of warding that you haven't explored.
Yeah. When I looked around this room, did I see any other way out of it? And you said it went up, right?
Hmm?
You said this room over here with the bugbears went up?
Oh, yes. It's like they're hiding out at what looks like in like a sunken crevice, okay, or boss.
And then, but how did they, was there any visible means of exit or something?
Yeah, they had like a little rope over here.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Oh, so that's probably, it's probably up there then. We have to go under and then up probably.
I mean, there's also the hallway where you saw the glyph of warding that you didn't go down.
Yeah. Seems like an obvious trap to me.
Yeah, let me just... I'm just going to reveal it a little bit more so you can see that it pretty much goes straight north to your objective. So I'm just going to put that... I'm just going to reveal that right there. You just use that if you want. You know,
are these stairs that kind of go up as well and then it goes north?
Ping it for me. Yeah. Yeah, it goes... hallway turns left, goes up some stairs to the north.
Okay. Hey, what do we do about these bugbears?
I mean, do we want to get revenge on our way back through?
Should we
avenge the fallen Cragmaw?
I mean, we should do a stealth takedown or something? I don't know.
Gak is real good with stealth and tact.
I mean, I guess we could give that a shot.
Let me just put on something sexy.
Satch is going to go ahead and snatch all three of those creatures that are in the web.
All the dead ghouls?
Oh, the ones that were hanging from the ceiling?
We're not there yet.
I'm a spider. I can just run on the web.
Okay, you're running all the way down there?
Yeah, so I'm going to run all the way down there and then like climb on the ceiling and just grab all three. I'm not even going to look at them. I'm just going to grab them.
Okay. What are your senses as a spider?
Well, I have my normal senses, so 120 feet of dark vision. In addition to that, I have their senses or my senses, whichever is better. Mm-hmm. Mine is better, so it would be a passive perception of 20.
Okay. Quick question: can you see in magical darkness?
No.
Okay. As you continue along the web,
As the king spider, I do have blind sight. Or the Spider King.
Okay. All right. Blind sight. But can't see in magical darkness.
Yeah, that's the blind sight sees in magical darkness because it doesn't rely on sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's if anything's in there. Okay. Make me a stealth check, Satch.
Got it.
And I guess, did you tell people you were heading that way?
Is your spider? That 20.
How big
is that 20? It's large.
Large.
Large. I got a nat 20 plus 12.
Pretty good. Okay. So, Satch, what you find is you make your way further into the tunnel, leaving your party behind you, and you go deeper and deeper, way, way down. And you eventually find what looks like a portcullis that is flat on the ground, and it kind of descends stairs in a spiral fashion downwards. You keep going. These stairs start to widen out into a further cylindrical descent. And it is at this point that you can see that this is the hive. This is the nerve center of this webbing. It is thick. It is dense. It is complicated. It is crisscrossing along this cylindrical descent. You can feel only two objects unmoving further down. It's probably a couple hundred feet down further into this descent.
Okay, I'll just ping that to everybody else and then head back.
Okay.
The final number on my stealth was 32, just so you know. It was a nat 20 plus 12.
And I'm just going to give you a peek behind the screen. That's why the demon spider didn't see you.
Okay. No worries. I don't think I said the final number. I just said nat 20, but then I said plus 12. I didn't say the final number.
You know, I like to reward nat 20s, even if, like, it's a skill check or, like, you know, that gets you something extra. But yeah, much like how Toxie the Green Dragon only didn't see you because you rolled those nat 20s, something similar happened here, Satch.
Okay.
But I will reveal the way to you all, and Satch beckons. So what do you all do?
I'll follow Satch.
Did we follow him?
You didn't have to. I was going to go down there and just do reconnaissance and then chirp back, you know what I mean? And then so we could decide between the bugbears or the spiders, because we got two different things going on.
So we'll just stay right here in this hallway right here, and we'll just wait. And if we get the all clear from Satch, we'll go left. Otherwise, we'll go right and take out the bugbears.
Okay. So to the left, I just want to reiterate, is a cylindrical descent downwards that is fully covered in spider webs, like the most spider webs that you've seen in this entire cave. To the right is two bugbears stoking a fire and occasionally looking around.
I'm picturing like a funnel weaver web, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of what I'm picturing, you know, like it's a cylindrical descent, you know what I mean? Down
the mother of all the other spiders.
Yes.
Yep, that is a funnel web spider is the perfect example of what I was going for.
So yeah, I'm going to head back unless we want to do something about this. But we know that it's there. You know what I mean? It's, we can do whatever. Satch is down to kill goblins or bugbears.
Remind me the direction that we wanted to go.
Northwest. So Gundren said that there was probably two locations the black spider was at. Either the Brazier of the Green Flame, which from the start of the dungeon was northeast of you, or the black spider was located at the actual vault door, which would be to the northwest of you, lines up with what Satch is pointing towards.
So this seems like this would be where the vault door is at.
Correct.
Well, feels like we have to go.
Everybody make a perception check.
18.
Oh, dude. I have advantage, but I just rolled another nat 20, dude.
Nat 20. Okay.
That's uncanny.
Honestly, this is not a hard thing to perceive. Anything over a 15 picks this up. You all hear coming from Satch's bag.
Oh, Gundren.
Oh, is it Gundren? Oh, he's on the window. I go in there. I'm like, God, what is this show? I don't like the Gundren show.
Yeah, you pull out your little screen, and you can see Gundren like kind of tapping on the glass from the other side.
He can talk to us. It's you know.
Oh, hey guys, I heard you all deliberating about, you know, where to go. And so it seems like you are all going to ignore the Brazier of the Green Flame. It's a pretty cool tourist spot. Even if you are just in the neighborhood, you can like, you know, put your weapons in there and it makes them all cool. I've been here before. I've seen it. It's kind of like, you know, you've been to,
I guess we will swipe right.
It's up to you all. Black Spider might be there. I don't know. It might be down in the vault. I don't know. But up to you all. I heard you all talking. I just wanted to make sure you didn't, you know, all options on the table. I'm going to go back. They got the new season of The Office in here, which is great. So I'm going to just go back.
The UK version or the...
No, the US version. It was Steve Carell, man. Love that guy. Yeah, that's what she said. Oh, I'm gonna go get back to it.
You can hear it. You can hear it like playing, like behind him. He's like, "Oh, this is my favorite part."
Hey, Gundren.
Okay, I'm gonna terminate this doom call.
Before Gundren, is the vault door at the bottom of that spiral staircase, Gundren?
Ah, yeah, very bottom.
Okay.
It's like way down.
Yeah. Okay.
Like way down. Confirmed. I think they had like an elevator at one point, but it's like broken. It's like not working.
All right. Well.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, you all have fun. I'm going to go binge some shows.
So kill the bugbears now?
It's up to you all.
Let's get them.
Sorry.
That or they have some information of something, but you know, we killed their husband, so I'm sure they're pretty pissed off at us.
It's also just two bugbears.
How are they allowed to live here?
Exactly. It's not even like a round of combat to take care of them.
They probably got stuff. Why are they even here, though? Why are they even allowed to live here? Why are they valuable to the spider people?
I don't know. Age-old question. How'd those bugbears get here?
Do we want a short rest before we get onto the vault? I can put up a whatchamacallit, a circle. Or whatchamacallit. Oh, that thing's still up. The portable hole. Rope trick.
How long does that last?
An hour.
Nice.
I think sincerity's good.
Yeah. You all let me know what you want to do. It's, again, you know, little girl in danger, or get some extra loot. I don't know. And who knows what consequences, unforetold consequences of your actions will play out depending on which route you take, you know? Who's to say?
I feel like morally, we should go after the girl.
Which way was she again? Was she the bugbears or the spiders?
Spiders.
Okay. And there's more treasure at the spiders, I think.
So Gundren actually said there's might be more treasure with the green brazier, which is kind of the way that the bugbears are.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood. Yeah, my bad. Oh.
No, that might have been my issue. So yeah, to the left is rescue the girl, possibly black spider. To the right is possibly loot, possibly black spider.
I mean, we can still get the bugbears when we come back out this way. Whereas if we fight the bugbears first, we might trigger something that hinders us from getting the spider.
Yeah. And also, you can also let Negatrench live for another day. There'd be no consequences of that either. Up to y'all. Money.
And we will save more lives.
Let's go down.
How many lives can we save with that money? We get saved so many lives with that money. Satch doesn't care about gold, but like treasure that makes us more powerful. Satch definitely like.
Okay. Sounds like you are all going after the girl.
Smee's on board with that. Let's go get some spiders.
Okay.
Okay. Let me.
So is that a no on a short rest? Because I feel like going into the spiders is going to be a little hectic.
Do we need a short rest?
I kind of do because I used both of my wild shapes this early in the thing. And being able to turn into a spider seems really advantageous, but also doing my beast, summon beast, and riding it as a monkey can also be really advantageous. So
I took some damage off, so I'll go ahead and take a
A song of rest while we rest. Everybody gets one.
And we can just do it up in the rope trick. How much? Okay.
You get an extra one hit point. I rolled minimum healing.
Why is it only doing one?
Okay. And then let me know how you all would like to proceed once you've had your short rest and you start making your way down.
So we don't want to touch the webbing. I will let the party know that like any spider on the webbing can basically see where creatures are on the webbing. I will let them know. You know what I mean?
Is there any way for us to go down here without touching the webbing?
No, the webbing is so significant and so intense that you really cannot. Oh God, didn't.
What?
Sorry.
What if we were to try to burn away the webbing?
Why don't we just all jump in the portable hole?
Yeah, like jump in the portable hole and I'll turn into. Oh, because you have one or a bag?
I have a bag of holding on me. We can't. As I hover on the edge of the portal hole, I said, no, that's a bad idea.
All right, let's here, take let me.
To the astral, please.
I can just picture the PSA for that, you know. Remember not to take a bag of holding near a portable hole.
I feel like there's images within our apparatus of Cooper that like detail the dangers of the portable holes. Like, don't put your bag of holding in the glove box because the glove box is a portable hole and that's a danger.
Exactly. And it's like in like that format of like the civil defense. You know what I mean? Like the, the kind of like, remember, you know. Don't trust the Red Menace. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just thinking of Fallout.
All right. I've revealed the map to you all. This is essentially what you are all dealing with. You have to go down while the entire area is just covered in spider web. So if you would like to continue, you are going to have to make your way through these webs somehow. To the point of lighting a fire, possible. But again, Tali, children. Well, child, I guess. But yeah, how do you all proceed as you're all kind of just standing on this precipice?
If I'm large, you guys could like ride on my back, right? And then I'd be the only thing touching the web. And then they would just see one creature, not like a bunch of creatures.
All right.
Or not.
I'm convinced.
I won't attempt to do that. There's no way to fly in there. Is it like you said, how wide is the funnel?
So it's not, it's less of it kind of funnels inwards, but there's also cross streams and cross webs that like, I mean, you'd imagine spiders climbing from one part of the funnel to the other, but it's for a spider, this would be like their hive, their nest. It's
yeah. My strength is really high and I have like 8 legs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to like, maybe I could just secure everyone to me. Not where they're restrained so much as they're like held in, you know, like with like, you know, like the jet pilots have like the seat belts, the cross belts, you know.
You can make us like some little cocoon like seats and just we'll ride in your cocoon seats.
Yeah, I'll just like, that would be horrifying to see. But like just, you know what I mean? And just like kind of, yeah, just web them to me and just go down, you know, with fingers. Finger guns ready to shoot and real guns ready to shoot.
I love it. I love it. Make me a strength athletics check just to hold all the people on you. I know you're a strong person. This should be no problem for you.
Yeah.
I cast guidance on him.
What does that do? Extra d4?
Yeah, just in case. Never know.
It's another 4 on top of that. So it's, you said athletics. I believe that is currently 16 plus 17 on the dice. So like 30-something, 33?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. Everybody gets into your little cocoon chairs. You strap in, get your little cocoon or your little spider silk seat belt, and Satch starts crawling down the web. Satch, when you step on to this web, you can only sense 2 things attached to it, and they are hundreds and hundreds of feet down below you. So you start descending. It is, for you, not difficult terrain. But because you have things on you without the same ability to get through the webs as easily as you do, it is difficult. So your progress is slowed.
So since I'm a ranger, if it would be difficult
go
terrain,
fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
So I'm just
God damn it. God damn it. Okay, fine. Whatever. You slip.
That's not as natural. That's not his natural terrain.
He's a spider. It doesn't
matter because all of my features, my class features, my race features, yeah, they all count. Like whenever I'm in my wild shape,
fine.
That's what makes it
whatever.
The best.
Fine.
Sorry.
You know it's okay. You just just like a little turd dropping into the toilet.
Yep.
You just descend down through these web without an issue. Without
web lax.
Yep. Web lax. Oh my god. Take an inspiration for that. That's a good one.
I already had one. But I'll take it anyway.
I'll take it.
This stack. It's a golden colored inspiration token instead of like the normal copper color.
All right. Yeah, this one's a gold star, Satch. okay. But as you're moving down and you get within like 120 feet from the two still things that are wrapped in this web that you can see, Satch, a voice calls out from beneath you all. I knew it was only a matter of time before you all showed up. And you can see as you're all descending, there are, again, two like cocoons in the middle of this web. And as you are all descending down, you see Tali. Oh, hi, guys. It's good to see you. Like you can kind of see her wiggling a little bit. And then there's an unconscious dwarf next to her, also wrapped in webs. And the black spider's like, I knew you'd be coming this way. That's why I brought my own contingency plan. And she kind of gestures at the at Tali and the dwarf. I'm not an unreasonable person. I think we can still make a deal. What do you all think? We don't have to fight. How about I give you this little girl and this dwarf, and you give me the keys?
and then we go our own separate ways. How about that?
I don't like this guy.
I'm a girl.
What?
Do you see my ponytail?
It happens to me all the time.
It's all black. Got a black ponytail.
I'm
black
so
eyeliner.
Sorry. I did not mean to misgender you.
It's okay. I get it. I get it. Black spider's kind of gender neutral. And like, you know, most people out in the adventuring world are male. I get it. It's fine.
I think
it is a male-dominated sphere.
It is. I'm trying to get in there.
I think you misunderstand the reason we're here. I just came to give you your makeup back, and I pull out the goth makeup eyeliner.
Oh my God. Drop it. Just drop it. Just drop it down to me, and I'll consider that an active
bit. Why don't you come up here and get it?
Well, let's do some negotiations first. How about, okay, let's start with, okay, you got, okay, you got that. That's good. Good. What else do you want to offer? Actually, you know what? I just want the keys. I've got more eyeliner. Can't you see?
And she points to her eyes, and there's a thick clumping of eyeliner that goes from the bottom of her eyes to the top of her lips.
Is she on this map?
Sorry. I didn't. I was on the GM level. Let me reveal myself here. Token. Here I am. Oh, shit. On that.
That's
shield
gross.
Your eyes. I'm naked. Sorry. Hold on. You ever have a dream where you're up in the front of the class and you're giving a presentation and then you look down and you're just naked, not wearing clothes? It's kind of what's going on here, but with a black spider. Hold on. Here we go. Token Lair. Here I am. I'm standing next to this dwarf and this halfling girl.
Hi, guys. I knew you'd come.
How close are we?
They're about 120 feet away. Don't get any closer or I'll kill one of them. I've got a gun.
She does. I've seen it.
Satch, sidebar. Satch, do you want to set us down? And,
sure.
On one of the
platforms. Try and, like, yeah, and then try and maybe go down there myself. So I could probably, use up. So I could set you down on one of the platforms there.
I said, don't get any closer. Stay where you are.
We're already there. We're right there.
No, you're 120 feet away from me. You stop right. You stop up there. We can negotiate at a distance. If you come any closer, I'll consider it a hostile act. I'll put a bullet in her brain.
Get off the radar. Jump on the carpet.
All right. Yeah. Like I was saying, you guys got some keys that I really want, and I got some people down here that you really want. So let's just make a trade, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna look through my inventory for gems that look like the keys. I'm going to use Toxie's little trick that she tried to pull on us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I say you could probably make a deception check. You don't know if I know what the gems are supposed to look like, but I might. That's a big if that you're taking.
Sidebar. What do you guys think? What should we do?
I don't want her to kill a hostage.
I mean, she wants us to trade them for the hostage, right? So there's going to be a handoff. Whose hand is going to be carrying the gems for us?
Did you just drop them? Just drop them down.
This is sidebar.
Oh. What are you guys talking about?
We're not talking.
Okay.
Thinking real loud.
Do you guys... It's gone quiet.
It's not quiet because we're making sounds.
Do you all need a minute? I can give you a minute. Just don't come any closer.
She wants us to drop the keys.
Yep.
I think the exchange should happen at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we need the kids in safety before we drop the keys.
And then we pull the double cross.
Yes. Maybe we...
That should be up close and personal, maybe.
Yeah. Or else put the keys on one of the platforms.
What if...
So that she has...
Listen, I've been thinking about it. We might want to clear up some logistics of how this trade would want to go down. This is what I would suggest. How about I'm going to go, I'll drop down below these two, below the hostages. I'll go below them and listen, but like not too far below. And then you drop the gems and I'll follow the gems down because what I want is down below. So I can just go, like you drop the gems past and then I'll leave the kid and the dwarf up there. And then we just go our own separate ways.
Yeah, drop the fake gems, and then when she goes down for those, we free the hostage.
Yeah, because Titanius, you have your magic carpet, right?
Yeah.
I firmly believe that Satch can just navigate the webs, right? So if Satch jumped down, could like just grab the section of web that they're in and just take them, right? Because I'm a spider.
Could you fall?
Well, no, I could just jump down, right? If I jumped off of the web and was descending down that 120 feet, right?
So I don't. There's not enough free space between, like, you would have to be using your movement to get there. Like, you can't just jump through the webs.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like, I have a dash action.
Yeah.
Where I can use movement, and then I can, in addition to that, I have my normal movement. And since I'm climbing, i.e. moving on the webs, I get plus 10 to my movement. So then that would be another 20 foot around, or 30 foot around, if I used all three of those methods of movement, which would put me at, I got to look at the spider's movement real quick, but I mean, for me, it's usually like 40 times three,
mm-hmm.
If 120.
Which you are exactly 120 away. Again, if you come any fucking closer than 120 feet right now, I'll waste one of them.
No, she can't hear that. Like, we're not.
Just kind of talking out loud just to make sure y'all know the stakes.
So I think if I do it fast enough when she moves away, right? Because she says she's going to move away. And then,
it's just
drop
big gems.
Yeah.
But then the gems will stick to the web, too.
I mean.
Well, maybe one of them will stick up high. So we're like, oh, hey, sorry, it got stuck over here. And you know, we got to go down and throw it down further to you.
Yeah, well, let me get that. They happen to fall at perfect distances, like to where it would be like 120 feet down to get each one. Like, I connect the dots.
So that actually, everybody make a nature check as you are all kind of contemplating this specific issue.
18.
20.
Dude, I'm so sorry, dude. I am so sorry.
Is that another nat 20?
It's another nat 20. I might have to put this dice to the side, dude, because it literally landed like three tonight.
This poison amulet
makes me a, you know, super adept at understanding nature.
Yeah.
Actually, they're venomous.
If you're not poisonous, they're venomous.
So there is a problem with the black spider's plan. You all think that if you were to drop a gem downwards, that there are so many webs between you and the floor that it's inevitably going to get caught on some of those webs and probably not even make it all the way down.
Can we point this out to the spider?
Yeah. Do you want to?
It's sort of like, hey, I see a small problem, and it's all this sticky web in between us.
Oh, yeah, do you have any lard? Or
no.
Like butter?
I've got...
Just lube those gems up.
I've got purple griffin grease.
No, we need the opposite of that.
I do have some oil, but is that really going to help?
Yeah, just coat the gems in the oil, and they'll just... right through.
Hey, so I just wanna, I've been holding on to an item since Xanathar, mm-hmm. and it's a bead of force, right? Which is, it's a little black sphere, 3/4 inch, mm-hmm. weighs an ounce, and then you can throw it. It says up to 60 feet, but it's also, we're throwing it down to the spider.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, each creature within a 10-foot radius of where the bead lands needs to succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take force damage, and then and this is like, it says that is an effect, has to make the saving throw. A sphere of transparent force then encloses the area for a minute, separate effect from the damage.
Okay.
So conceivably, we could drop this bead with our fake gems and see if we can maybe trap them.
Yeah, absolutely. Just make sure you lube it up. Just give it a good coating of grease or butter or...
I'll use the purple griffin grease I got in Waterdeep back in the very first adventure.
Okay, again,
in the shop. Gripping
grease is not what you want.
It's grease!
Sincerity will use a flask of oil. Let me mark that off.
I feel like gripping grease is an oxymoron.
No, purple griffin grease.
Griffin. Okay. Everybody else heard gripping, right?
I kept thinking it was...
No, okay. I heard okay. Griffin.
Oh, damn. Okay, well...
Purple nurple grease would be like
So Sincerity is going to try and persuade the black spider that, you know, like, we're in on this plan, we just want to save the little girl, we're gonna drop these gems, I'm coating them all in oil, just, you know, get down below everybody and then like get ready to catch.
Okay, all right, but I don't... okay, I believe you. Well, actually, make a persuasion check. Yeah, or deception if you're lying.
I will cast.
Sincerity is lie.
Guidance, and I will assist to give him advantage. Oh, and by the way, I'll touch Satch to give him blessing of the trickster so he has advantage on any stealth checks he does.
I guess I should have had advantage on that.
Yeah, with blessing it was, of the trickster.
Yeah, 27.
Yeah, I believe that sounds legit. Okay. So I, like I said, I don't want to move too far away because then you might just come take.
How about you take get about 15 feet below?
I was gonna say 15 feet. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I think
about,
that works.
How about
for
25?
Well, he just said 15. You know,
20.
20.
Okay, fine. 20. We can. That's close enough. Okay, hold on. Let me. And you see, like, the black spider all looking down. You see the black spider kind of, like, clumsily, like, move through the webs. Hold on. God damn. Just give me. Okay. All right. And you see him move down about 20 feet below where this dwarf and Tali have been, you know, stationed, webbed, suspended.
Yeah.
All right. Drop him.
And then we're going to drop the assortment of gems plus the bead of force.
Okay. And you lubed them all up?
Yeah, I used flask oil to lube everything up real good.
All right, good. Yeah, get them really covered.
Yeah, just covered.
And you can see the black spider down below is like holding out their shirt, like a makeshift like catch apron kind of thing. All right. And you drop them. And then they come down. You drop them all at the same time?
Yeah, because he's also trying to distract from the fact that he's dropping a bead of force among it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You should scatter them.
No, I want him
to be... Kind of move around, to try and provide advantage. We'll move around, not to get closer, but to distract her, to make her be like, hey, you, stop moving around, you know?
Okay, hold on.
Something like that.
I got this. All right, hold on. So what's going to happen? All right, so it's a dexterity save, you said?
Yeah, just link the table.
You and your DC is 15. DC 15. Okay, I'm not gonna tell y'all what they rolled. Okay, so here's what happens. You drop all of the gems plus the bead of force, and it falls down 140 feet to where the black spider is stationed. You see the gems like land in that makeshift afton along with the bead of force, and the bead of force like expands and encapsulates the black spider. It failed its dexterity saving throw, and so now is trapped inside of that hell that you gave it. But as you watch it, you see the black spider actually rise outside of that bead of force of the object that it the sphere that it created, like it just like an elevator. She just rises out of it, and she says, "You really should have taken my offer." And that is where we're gonna end off for tonight on Herding Dragons. And actually, everybody, as you see this happening, I'll get before we let it go. Everybody, make me a perception check.
29.
18.
15. 17. 29's the highest.
8.
No? Okay.
I use inspiration. 19.
I give sincerity my inspiration, my player inspiration. Do you know I didn't use it this session?
Good lord.
All right. So, Titanius, you're the only one that sees two things happen. One, you're all looking down at the black spider, and you can see the black spider rise out of that bead of force, which they're supposed to be trapped in. You recognize it immediately. That black spider is a major illusion, not real, hologram, illusion magic. What is real and what your sensors do pick up is a magnitude threat level midnight type creature that has just revealed itself across from you as two demonic red eyes appear in the webs, and you all see it, just a blast of webs come out from its mouth. And that's where we'll pick it up next time with the Black Spider Fight.
Satch would see it if it was on the web, right?
But it...
Not this creature.
All right.
It's a spider dragon.
Kind of. It's
a beast.
It is
a beast, so I can turn into it.
No,
Demon spider?
Gargantuan fiend. It is a servant of Lolf. It's an elder demon spider.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Sweet. Yeah. Did it for the Lolf.
Yeah. So again, my work unfortunately, is burying me. So next week we will not have a session. And we'll pick it up 11th? On... Let me check the calendar real quick. Yes, the... Wait, sorry. This is November. Next is the 4th. Yeah, on the 11th.
December 11th?
Oh, actually, Walter, you're heading to Korea, aren't you, on the 9th?
Yeah, I'll see you in the new year.
What are we playing?
Okay, I can squeeze next week into my schedule with a little bit of headache, and because I don't want Gak to leave y'all on this big fight. Okay,
level 13 for Christmas.
I'll see you all next week.
So we'll play on the 4th, and then what? And then what? The 18th?
Probably the 18th. Yes, and then we'll call it for Christmas, and then New Year's. So yeah, 4th, and then the 18th.
Oh, the 1st will be New Year's. So we won't play again till the 8th. After that,
yeah. And then that way, Walter only misses one session, gets his Korea/Japan vacation in, and I can still focus on work without hating myself. So, cool. We'll see you all next week. Good session.
Thank
Bye, all.
Awesome. Bye.
See ya.